This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I was in there with, in the sort of kitchen area.
The big kitchen.
With Gary.
Gary, quite contrary.
And we were cooking and drying the beans to make the beanbag chairs.
And gotta cook them first.
Well, and that actually, that's not true. And that is something we learned.
Okay.
Is you very much so do not is, have guess, to cook them first.
Okay, so I guess this is Gary, quite contrary, that has been affecting me as well.
Yes.
Because he'll be looking over my shoulder and be like, you're just going to put them in there? You're not going to cook them and dry them?
Gary insisted, like, you're going to put them in? Like, that's disgusting. It's not sanitary. You need to cook them to, and, like, but, disinfect them.
And I was like, they're already dry.
Yeah.
To cook them and then dry
and
them.
And once you cook them, they never really get that dry again. Like, they get drier,
yeah,
but they don't get dry in a way where it's like, so basically, I mean, you know, if you fast forward to, we're stuck in the chair, like we're stuck to it. The bean juice is bleeding through the material. It ruined my tuxedo. And I'm starting to get mad at Gary and going, this is kind of what I said, isn't it? And Gary's like, when you say like so much shit. Like, you're always talking, and you never
even,
shut
you
up.
You don't even say that much stuff.
No, I honestly, and this is true of this show,
say,
and this is true
you
in my
say
life.
Stuff.
Sure, I say stuff. Of course I say stuff. But for the most part, I'm here to listen. And it is time for me to step back and listen. And today on the show, I will be mainly an observer. So I think you should have fun doing the show. Of course, you have a guest. I don't know if you want to talk to her, introduce her, or what you want to do with that.
I don't really have a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Hollywood Handbook.
Yes.
Hello. Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt. Jamie Loftus.
Hi.
She is from the comedy scene, for sure.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I'll accept that.
Jamie Loftus, and she made us laugh.
There,
didn't she?
There you go.
Didn't she?
And do a big podcast?
Do a what?
Do a big podcast.
And do
a
huge podcast.
I do a podcast.
And another one.
I love it.
And now two. And who? Where'd you get that idea to do another one?
Okay.
Maybe someone has been studying.
Your influence is felt. Okay. Interesting.
That's impact.
That's it. That's your
impact.
And
we did that.
Do you feel good about, you're like, oh, wait.
Having all the podcasts?
Yeah, and then be like, you can do that too. Did you know you could have a second, because it hadn't occurred to
people
me.
People mostly were doing one.
You're doing it, yeah?
Yeah.
I know, and then I started doing a second, and maybe I'll even take on a third. I used to think there was shame attached to that, but then I learned that.
And we've got three.
Do you wear clothes from it?
Three. Do I wear clothes from the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
In my house, I do.
Only around the house.
Well, I'll walk outside. I'll go to CVS in the clothes. It
He's
depends.
Got
to
get the
going.
Paper.
He's wearing the clothes.
Do you
I'm
like wearing
the clothes?
Is there a stigma with wearing the clothes? Because I worry about wearing the clothes.
You know,
I worry about wearing the clothes.
Well,
I'm
you're worried,
worried
that people will ask you, will like it too much and be like, wow, it's a bomb sweatshirt.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, who drew
Shit.
Those clothes? And
that
I'd be like, well,
sweatshirt.
Well, I drew these clothes.
Oops.
And then they want to shake my hand
you
and
drew
it
the
just
clothes.
Becomes, and they're so excited for
Everybody
me.
Everybody wants to shake your hand.
And then they're
you
telling
drew
me,
the clothes.
They're telling me how proud they are.
People are concerned, I think, that if they do two podcasts or three podcasts, that the quality will suffer because they won't be able to invest as much time. But
sure.
if you start at a baseline of not being very good.
Then you could just multiply that.
Well, then it becomes, yes, quantity over quality.
Can we congratulate Bosch before we really start today and talk about how he was being very brave and he went to the vet this morning?
He was in the doctor.
And he got, because he was a big sneezer.
He was sneezing.
He was a monster sneezer and he was doing huge, mega achoos.
He's a big sneezer.
gone.
I might do a different one later.
Oh, okay.
He's a big sneezer, trying to get something out now. So it seemed like he was trying to get something out of his
dog
nose.
Dog only knows what I'd sneeze without you. A nose, in this case, is spelled like a nose.
N-O-Z-E. So he was doing big sneezers. He has accused Hayes of having something unusual in his yard because it was almost immediately after he was in his backyard that he was doing some of the biggest sneezes I've ever heard and mega monster achus. And we went to the veterinarian and I thought, oh, I'm going to be so late. And then she just squirt salt water in there.
Oh.
Which I guess is like
fix anything.
What you do with anything.
You just squirt salt.
You ever see a fish sneeze?
In the nose? Mm-hmm. You just spray them.
Have you ever seen that before? Never.
No, because they have it in there.
Because it's always blasting
up in there. Because this is
water. Mm-hmm.
Because this is water.
This is water. It's my favorite show.
You know about
and
this?
And it's in there.
It's a good show.
Do you know about that?
I love that show.
This is water? It's so sad, though. Such a show. It's so sad. I can't watch it, you know.
You can't watch it, but it is a great show.
I've never seen it, but I know it's good, and I know it's so sad.
And that's most shows.
I heard that he dies.
I've never seen him.
Yeah, he drowned.
Yeah.
Because this is, but
because it was water.
He was warned with the title.
And they said, and then an old man goes, that was water.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we all think about it like, wow, it really was.
Holy shit, yeah.
It really was.
What son of a bitch.
He came full circle.
Yeah, they told me.
Jamie.
Yeah?
Talk about this podcast and really get into it.
And sell me.
I'm going to sell you on the new podcast. Mm. It's called My Year in Mensa.
Mm-hmm.
It's about when I took the Mensa joke, maybe as a bit, to be, and then
took the Mensa joke, you said.
It was a big Mensa joke.
Just staying on your ass about this.
It's like
you meant to say take the Mensa test.
And I meant to say the test, but I said the joke.
I often, when I'm like kind of doing a joke, will accidentally say joke.
In the middle. And then you say, I'm sorry, a few times during the thing. Yeah, sometimes, you know, if you're on stage, you just say joke in the middle because you're thinking about the joke.
You're like, this is what I'm doing.
Because my head is just being like, okay, doing a joke now.
And then you'll say, I'm sorry. And then everyone will tense up and then you'll say, restart. And then I leave and then I come back.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll play music for me a second time, but usually they won't.
A lot of times they're not willing to.
If they know you,
that.
If they like.
I think it's part of the
joke. If it's like kind of your hometown theater or something.
They'd be like, oh,
what's your hometown theater?
My hometown theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My hometown theater would be a place called Improv Boston. And you're not going to believe where it is and what they do.
Improv Boston is your home. What about Jimmy Tingles Theater?
Jimmy Tingles, I truly was not good enough for Jimmy
Tingles.
To make
Jimmy Tingles Theater?
I never got the Jimmy Tingles bump. I was working for it, and then I just knew it wasn't going to happen, so I left town.
Time to move.
I left town,
at a certain point, if Jimmy's not getting the tingles from you, you got to just...
If you can't tingle
Jimmy...
You got
to get a bus ticket.
There's not going to be anywhere else for you to go. You have to skip town. I've seen Jimmy Tingles. I've laughed at Jimmy Tingles.
Sure, yeah.
He's good.
You were doing...
He's good.
I'd say so.
You were doing a podcast.
I was doing... Oh, my God. I was doing a podcast.
You doing the podcast and the joke.
So
it was a test joke.
It was a test joke. And I... but I also studied for the test.
They're all test jokes, aren't they?
How do you study?
I had three different...
You listen to lo-fi chill beats to relax study to?
To relax to. And all 10 hours. If I'm starting it, I'm finishing it. So I would study for... 10 hours at a time on the different apps that you could study for the test on. But it was also a joke, but I was also studying very hard
for the test,
for about a month.
In practice,
every single night for about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But it was mostly a joke. And so I went and I took the test and I've been practicing a lot, so I passed the test.
Well, and this gets to something important, which the idea of this podcast, and I checked in on it. I tried to listen to it. Now, what I gather from it is, so the concept is sort of, it's called My Year in Mensa, but really it's called I'm So Smart, I'm Smarter Than Hayes and Sean. And Hayes and Sean, like, aren't even in this special smart group, and here I am in it. And basically that we're supposed to, like...
Well, I'm glad you picked up on it.
Suck dust.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you picked up on it, because I didn't want to have to say it
myself. And it, in so many words, you didn't have to.
I didn't. Okay.
When you're listening and when I listen and you did basically explain that you were like taking the test as a joke, but then you passed when you know that Hayes and I have taken the test. Hundreds of times.
Which is hard. I mean, and every time, I mean, as you know, but I just want to let everyone else know, every time you take the test, you can only take it as yourself once. So you have to be inventing other, you know, you have to other be stealing.
We've been establishing covers.
And failing under their names.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm living as a grocery store clerk in Detroit for 8 months out of the year, trying to build up my cover so that I can go and take the test.
Yeah, as an entire store, you go going back to the same employees in the same store.
Mm-hmm. I have gotten the highest score as Skeez Weasley, sort of a zit-faced high school perv.
He's a legend in the community.
And so I have, I don't know, like spent more time recently as Skeez Weasley.
Okay.
To like try it, because I feel like he is smarter. He does better on the test. Then it becomes
confusing where you end and where Skeez Weasley begins. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, as Skeez Weasley's foreign exchange student pal, Pierre Monfrere, the French kissing bandit, sort of tied to this man who I see becoming more and more of a zit-faced pervert, and I am forgetting where's Sean in all this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's scary, frankly, for me, my family, for Skeez, for Hayes, for Kevin, for whatever name Kevin could come up with. And I doubt there even is one.
Kevin.
It's just different Kevin.
Let's make space for Kevin. And now it's time to step back and listen.
Take up some space, King.
Darius.
Darius is Kevin's
imaginary friend.
Did Darius pass?
He did.
He did pass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's good.
Very sad.
But the issue is, I put under his address to fully commit. And now he's saying that, oh, did you guys know I have Mensa?
He got in. He's like Sharon Stone. She's lying about it, too.
He's exactly like Sharon
Stone.
Oh,
no. Just like Sharon Talk Stone. About Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone has been saying for, this is a big Mensa gripe. So just to let you know what I know, a big Mensa gripe is that Sharon Stone's been saying she's in Mensa for years, but she's not, and she's never even taken the test.
Wow. What about Gina Davis?
Yeah.
What about Gina Davis?
What about Gina Davis? I don't know.
She's supposed to have one of the highest IQs of all time. Gina Davis is in Mensa.
What was that
and shoot an arrow.
She shoots an arrow?
She shoot an arrow.
Can she hit a baseball once?
Yes.
What can't this lady do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All I know about Gina Davis, she says no one's ever said no. But Sharon Stone, people attack Sharon Stone.
Ah.
Yeah. They're like, she didn't take the test. There's no records. What's her membership number?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What is it? And so, you know, Sharon Stone's a liar. But that's a good lie, I think.
This basic instinct star needs to learn some basic manners. Because it's very rude to lie about Mensa.
It's bad to lie.
Which, frankly, you probably did.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. You know, I did take the test. Pictures. Pictures of me taking the test.
Yeah,
You're not supposed to take pictures.
You're not supposed to take pictures.
In the test.
Well, I took it before the test. And
okay, I can do that.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Take a picture before
take a picture right now, and that's like
okay, I need
technically
you to
before
like,
the test.
Yeah. Channel a little more Skeez. Well, I mean, it's
yeah,
okay. You
Skeez.
Can take pictures before.
No, I don't want to be Skeez Weasley.
Can I talk to
Skeez? I can't put him back in.
Once he's out of the box, he can't go back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, that sounds scary.
He's so nasty.
He's
and he says that a lot. He says he loves being nasty.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I've known a Skeez or two.
So you do this,
yeah,
and you get in.
I get in,
and what happens?
And then I wrote.
Not the whole thing.
I wrote a test about it.
You mean you wrote a joke about it?
Yes. I wrote a joke about it. And
they're all test jokes in a way, aren't they?
You know what joke isn't a test, and what test isn't a joke? You know.
To me.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'll think about it. I'm sure there's some tests that aren't jokes.
Like which one though?
Well. I'll have to get back to you.
See, I'll have to consult the community. We'll come up with something. Mm-hmm. But so I wrote a joke about it, and then Mensa found it, and they've got this this weird Facebook group that's very aggressive and mean and a little 4chan-y, and they found me, and they started to
the firehouse.
The firehouse.
My boys.
Wee-wee-oo. Look out. Here comes the Mensa firehouse.
Mm-hmm. And Bosch is a member of the firehouse.
Bosch would be a member. I mean, it's a light red pill. It's a light red. My dog participated. I'd found out that someone under an assumed, you know, Facebook name was in fact my own dog harassing me from the other side of my keyboard.
Yeah.
But so it's a bunch of. So I logged into the firehouse.
You look around the other side because you can't see what's behind the computer sometimes. Sometimes your dog is there typing on the other side
on a wireless keyboard that he bought. Yeah, it's bad. So
I'm typing.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's that noise? And you're like, wait, yeah. I don't want to get involved. You know,
I assume, you got a really bad itch. He's really, you know.
Yeah, he's just,
his paws hard. But it's scratching. Actually, he is typing and he is cyberbullying me.
He's saying mean stuff. And and he's really taking the air out of some of my points. Mm-hmm. He just, anytime I say something, he just like links to Joe Biden's website as a retort. And that's funny, but the firehouse wee wee gets mad in me. They see a fire that has to be,
they must be put,
gotta be hosed.
The hoser's gotta hose you out, with facts and logic. And so that was they came in with the plan. Okay. We're seeing a small fire, as dutiful
nothing
citizens.
They can't handle.
No,
they live in the freaking house that's actually built for that.
There's more people than there are fires. I'm just one fire.
Mm-hmm. Please, right? Yes.
So they come at me with the hose, and they start to say, you know, some
blast your ass.
They blasted my ass, and I was hurt. Mm-hmm. I was taken off guard.
Yeah, kills. Fire hose is extremely powerful.
I was I was blown away. It was so they got me with a hydrant, and I'm soaked. And I'm extinguished, and then once they extinguished me, they were also like, "And we're gonna kill you," which is not usually how the normal firehouse works. They usually just put you out, and then you
some which bring, some firemen yes. will first put out the fire that kill you,
and yes. then they're like
the extinguished gentleman. So that brings me to something that I did want to say during this podcast, which is of course. You've met the friendly element of Hollywood Handbook. Now it's time to meet our criminal element.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chef Kevin.
Chef Kevin.
Talk about being arrested, Kevin.
Okay.
Let's give Kevin some space.
Well, it was a boy.
Can you swallow a little louder than tell the story?
It was boys' night on.
Boys' night.
Okay. Yeah. Last leap year on February 20th. February 29th is the craziest night of the year for me and my friend Darius. And we stole some headphones and immediately got caught.
From where?
Well, it was from my parents' place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they called the cops.
Your parents' place.
Yeah.
Wow, this story is fucked up. Both in the telling and the context. So
it's pretty sensitive.
That's tough.
Yeah. One thing I was curious if you even would have the stones to do on this show is to give us the Mensa test and actually see who's really is the genius.
Oh, you want to take the test? Yes. All right. So
then people can actually listen to it and be the judge.
Oh, of somebody in the room is a genius. I know one made a whole podcast about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other two were actually just being nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And please don't say that to the listeners. Please don't say that.
I'm so sorry.
No, not you.
What?
Them. I'm talking to them. I'm just being like, hello? Please don't. It's so like sometimes they'll like hear a prompt
season.
And they'll be like, oh, it'd be funny if I actually said this thing.
If we repeated it.
Yeah.
So I'll say it. And it's like, well,
and
no.
then you're like, please stop. And they're like, what?
You said to do it.
You were begging me.
I love saying something on a podcast and then not living it down for the rest of my fucking life. Mm-hmm. That's what I live for. Okay.
That's in the right place. Yeah. Yes. And that's impact. And we did that.
That's you did that. And that's why a second podcast even exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
You give us the Mensa test.
Okay.
And we will do it.
Okay. Wait, how many times have you taken it under how many, like how many times have you taken it so far?
Let's see. How many times have I taken it? I was only allowed to take it twice.
Okay,
Pierre Mulfrere took it twice. Yeah. Steve Weasley
has taken it a number of times.
Okay, okay.
Nacho Gordito has taken it once. He is not allowed.
He's mm-hmm.
yeah
anymore.
Okay.
Same yes. with Cornelius Popcorn.
Uh huh.
Jack Stitcher mug. Jimmy Never Not Funny.
We take it in this room and like. They'll come here and we'll just like.
Oh, they do a home. Yeah. They yeah. do a home test. Yeah, for you they guys. Do. A That's home really test. Nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Mm-hmm. You have to really call that in.
Yeah.
There's only one guy who does it in the whole city, and he
goes around administering the home test.
He administers the home test, and while you're taking the test, he spoils a movie.
He spoils one movie every time,
and you don't think it's a part of the test, but it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Every time you go, you're in the middle of doing a math problem, and then he tells you what happened, how Hereditary ended.
Okay. Okay.
While you're taking it, oh, to yeah. see if it takes you out of the math problem.
The demon.
Yeah. Really? There you go. Yeah. There you go. I didn't know
Damon
that.
Damon Benz.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until the middle of the Mensa test.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to watch it.
You have to watch it?
Then you have to go with him to a movie theater.
When I took it, he didn't do Hereditary, but he was like, the women are actually normal size. They're just young. And I was like, oh.
Did you have okay. to go watch it with him after?
Yeah.
He makes like, you go look. Watch it with him.
He's like, check it
look,
out.
I'll show you.
And he does that
See?
Thing. It's so frustrating because if you take it under a number of identities, he will act like, you know, every single time, even if he knows it's you, he'll act like he doesn't know the movie theater's nearby.
Yeah.
He'll like scroll on his phone and be like, oh, do you know that there's actually one showing in like an hour? We could even walk there. And it's like, we've already done this before.
Yeah.
I did this with Hereditary.
Yeah.
Right? I did this with Marwin. And mm-hmm. and now I'm supposed to do it.
Welcome to Marwin.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel so close to it that I shortened it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
No, just.
You're right.
The movie's welcoming you to Marwin.
It would be upsetting if you didn't know where you stood with Marwin before entering the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I would go, am I even allowed to be here? It seems sort of private. He's obviously going to, it's he's sort of porno stuff for him. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of his little porno dolls.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I want you to feel welcome here. And you're like, oh, now I feel safe mm-hmm. in your porn mm-hmm. world that you made. Mm-hmm. I like it. But then, you know, if you go this weekend, maybe he'll be like, oh, let's see, you know, Doolittle and Dolby or whatever.
Yeah. Mm. yeah. He drags his big rolling suitcase to the theater.
Yeah.
Every time he has to, like, his big, like, case for why it should be allowed inside.
He's got to have his tests with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to, you know, bring the test with him to the theater. He's got AMC Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the Dolby.
Stubbs.
Mm. And Stubbs Plus, baby.
What is the test?
The test, if there's...
Do the test on me, watch.
Okay.
Watch what happens live.
Watch what happens, okay. Mm-hmm. So the test, there's different categories. It depends on where you want to start. We've got, what do we got in the test? We got...
Doesn't matter to me, I'm good at all categories. Go okay. ahead, name one.
Pattern.
Mental Pass. Brain.
Ooh. Okay, you want to start with mental brain?
I will
brain?
Like to start with mental brain category.
Well, then I guess we're moving backwards because we usually build our way up to
mental brain. Expert level, please.
Okay. Okay, they're coming in hot.
Mega mind mode.
That's, you know, if you say that during the test, he has to shut the lights off. And that's just been a rule. Okay. Okay, you want to start with... mental brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a more difficult category. So for mental brain, normally you would get 30 minutes.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, 2 to 3 questions.
Mm.
The first two questions are about celebrities. And
okay.
the mm-hmm. first two questions, you need to match a celebrity
Easy.
To their profession.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's open to interpretation because some of them, they're on my
multi-hyphenates.
Multi-hyphenates. On my test... Bill Cosby was, and then they had both comedian and criminal, and you had to pick one.
Yeah.
And you don't know when the test was written. So it's
okay. Yeah. Oh, you don't know if it was.
You're like, they're like, did what do they think is the right answer?
Right. And he's not really making money off being a criminal.
No. I guess I guess there you go.
Yeah, that's maybe not his profession. Yeah. Although it is his vocation.
And that's the kind of skis logic that's going to get you in. Okay. Is saying, well, if he's not.
So I draw a little line connecting the picture of Bill Cosby to the word comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is something that actually is. I think it was like, yeah, that was on the test. So that's the first question.
Okay. What if Kevin also had author and actor? What about hyphenates?
Mm-hmm. What about hyphenates? I don't think that.
What about hyphenates?
I don't think the test really takes.
Well, you don't know what about it, right?
Not that I know.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah, because what if it said like Barry, and then it said hitman and actor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then
so
you
then
have
it's
to
like
choose.
Which one?
Well, which is he making money?
Because he's doing both.
So you have to choose Hitman, right?
Because
that's how he makes his money. He's not making money off of acting yet, of course.
Yeah,
nobody
season
will.
Three,
he's got something.
Start.
He's got something.
There's something about him.
There's something about him. People are responding to immediately.
He's very talented, and he's got the training to back it up.
And it's honestly, that's my Los Angeles.
That
is when you see somebody sort of struggling on stage, you go, let's all circle around this person and try to help them.
Let's rally around.
A community immediately forms and goes, let's try to get this guy some help.
And the guy, little do you know, has some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And your support.
But don't we all know. And don't we always know?
Okay, well, that brings us back to the mental brain questions. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Almost anyone other than Kevin has some other stuff going on. You know, at some level, they have some other stuff going on. Now, his happened to be pretty extreme, a lot of baggage.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't even want to ask him to unpack why his parents called the cops on him.
No. No, this is a guy without other stuff going on. Yeah. And even he seems to have a hint of a story back there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's got it. Put it on HBO Max. I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Oh, I cannot wait for HBO Max. Are you dying?
I'm literally dying. I'm refreshing it. Can't stop refreshing it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
I'm like, what if they change their minds?
I have not slept in a month. I'm thinking about that. I sit bolt upright in my bed.
Or what if they forget?
You can't. Because I have this nightmare where it's the last day that they're about to activate HBO Max, and then the person is at the switch, and they go, never mind. And I sit up and I go, no.
I get every email for HBO Max. I get 17 emails a day talking about different things that have been greenlit. Mm-hmm. I don't know what any of them are. I'm going to watch all of it.
Ah, the content. I will be sinking my teeth in.
I cannot wait. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey guys, Dashlane is the app that makes the internet radically easier. It fills and more easily radical. It fills all your passwords, payments, and personal details wherever you need them across the web on any device. It just fills it. Dashlane's password manager does more than remember and type all your passwords, seriously, all of them.
Yeah, and I have Dashlane. I am living life in the Dashlane. Surely keeps you safe online. So, you know, most people have around 150 accounts. Okay, and that's not even counting some of my accounts.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't even include all of them. Most people have 150, and that's not even all of them.
I guess I'm not most people because that's not even counting some of mine. So, and that's too many passwords for one brain. And I know one thing I used to do is I had the same password everywhere, which was very unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
My password was Assword. And I thought, surely no one will be sick enough to even be willing to type it if they could guess it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was pretty uncomfortable. And the S's and ass were dollar signs. So it was like ass money word. And I thought, no one's going to do this. But once they got into one account, I think somebody did manage to guess it on my like Words for Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in and they're changing it away from ass word.
Uh-huh.
And now I can't get in. And now they're trying to sell sneakers on my Facebook account.
I had the opposite problem where all my passwords were different. I was basically using every time I had to write a password, I would use it as a diary. Mm. And so then I would get to remember what I did that day. So my password for the site would be like, "Dear diary, I yelled at my crush today." That was a mistake. And it's long.
Yeah.
But I have to, every time I'm logging in the site, I'm like, okay, what did I do that day?
And some of these memories are painful to relive.
Yes, exactly. And some of them don't have any numbers in them. So I have to, like, I write this whole thing and they're like, well, now it needs numbers. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't have any numbers today.
Right.
So
then it's like I yelled at my crush 4 or 5 times.
Dashlane securely stores and autofills your credit card and personal info so you can breeze through online forms and checkouts. People save 50 hours on average using Dashlane autofill. And that doesn't even include all the hours for me.
No, that's not even counting some of mine.
It must not be most people. You can safely share passwords with friends and family and unshare them at any time. Yoink, that's what I say, unsharing my password from my mom. Dashlane doesn't just make your life simpler. It also makes it safer with personalized security alerts. Ready to enter a radically easier internet? Visit dashlane.com/handbook to start your 30-day free trial of Dashlane. No credit card required. If you like it, use code handbook at checkout to save 25% on your premium subscription. That's dashlane.com/handbook and code handbook at checkout for 25% off your premium subscription.
Yummy.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, "You sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now." And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys, rocketmoney.com/the boys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Ask Kevin a question.
Okay, yeah. So Kevin, I'm gonna give you.
Kevin's in his own club. You wanna know what's called?
Yeah, what's it called?
Densa.
Whoa! Mm. Oh shit, that's so mean.
He joke. Went there.
Joke test.
Okay, Kevin, I'm gonna. Okay, Kevin, I'm gonna
joke
give you.
Joke test starts now.
I'm gonna give you a question from. This is a celebrity question, but there's also a write-in option.
Great.
Okay, so the question is. Sebastian Stan.
And there's a write-in option.
There's a write-in option.
Option, yeah.
Okay, so here are some things you could choose. Actor. Yeah. Activist. Social media sensation. Fun on interview shows.
Okay.
And I don't know who that is.
It's interesting because I don't know when this test was written, but his first name has actually been legally changed.
To what?
We have no choice but to.
That's a smart move for him.
Yes.
That's a smart move. I don't know.
Because it's just his photo. Anytime you look at his IMDb, it's his photo. It says we have no choice but to stand.
You slowly get gaslit into believing that that might be true.
Yeah.
I've seen Sebastian Stan in so many movies, and I don't know who is. I don't know who that
who's
is.
Who's he?
Who is he?
Yeah, who is the man?
Well, it's
I know the role.
The man behind the stand.
It's like Kevin actually answer.
Yeah, Kevin. So
Kevin, try those to answer.
You can choose one of those, or
you
can write something.
If you even think you can.
Social media sensation, and then an underline sensation.
Okay. Okay. So that is not the right answer. That's the wrong answer.
Had a feeling.
Yeah.
That's Densa material right there.
It could have been
no
one
Mensa
of
for Kevin.
Three.
Wait, there was a write-in?
Kevin gets
there
MRSA
was a write-in
instead.
Option. Yeah. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Sean said we have no choice but to. Yeah. I think I would write an apology to my parents in the write-in.
Okay. Okay. Well, you would... Okay, you could do that, but unless you
but
also
your parents
list their
get
the
test, yeah.
Yeah, you had to list their address or Mensa won't know where to mail the apology.
I've been getting some emails from you that are apologies to your parents.
Have you just been putting it in the write-in section?
Get it to them. Send them.
You just send a text.
I thought it would mean more if it was coming from someone of significance.
Oh, okay. So like, oh,
so you
Kevin's
want
trying to better
us
himself.
To be like, hey, Kevin's mom. I really think this is important that you should see this.
Yeah.
When the Mensa man comes to your door.
Really sorry.
Yeah.
I just watched Colin Anderson come into the little side booth to watch us. And then as soon as he saw we were talking to Kevin, he just stood up and left.
I would say he stomped out.
He hates that we do that.
He stomped out.
And so do some of the fans. So we want the test as well.
Okay, you want the test?
And go ahead and give me and ask me mental brain.
And okay. Do the test.
You want a mental brain. Okay. So, okay. For the mental brain section, there's also some word problems There's also some puzzles. And again, you've
no such thing as word problems.
Not a problem for
word
me.
Word problem. Okay. Only word solutions. Mm-hmm. That's a good attitude to go in. Yes. Okay. So.
There's problematic words.
Mm-hmm. Could you list five?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not the question, but I would just like to cancel you live on this podcast today. That was a trap.
It's not live.
You got out of it.
But we will release it.
Is this not? But make no mistake, we will not edit it out. I like sometimes when I say something terrible on a podcast, I like to follow up, contact them, and be like, just so you know, I want that left in. I realized what I said. It sounded all wrong.
It's the kind of thing that you might cut to protect me.
It was not even what I was trying to say. We all felt the room died when I said it. I shouldn't have used any of the words I used in the order I used them. But I'm ready to face the consequences, even though I could have an out right now.
And I will sue you if you don't leave it in.
Of course. I'll say I'm being censored. Mm. Okay. So I'm going to give you a word problem.
Please.
Okay.
And that's what we wanted you to do.
Okay. Okay. Good. So.
I think I asked for that.
Okay. Sean?
Okay.
If you can just.
Jamie Loft and Loft.
Give me. I'm trying to loft here. And you're making it difficult. Okay. So, Kevin.
Yep.
Has $14.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I loaned it to him.
Okay. Well, you can maybe include that in the write-in section.
Okay.
Kevin has $14. Mm-hmm. The headphones he wants.
It's mine, though.
Are $22.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin can.
Yum. Steal from his parents? Kevin knows.
You're fitting right in to the little Wii U Wii U firehouse.
Go ahead.
Okay. Kevin has $14. The headphones he wants are $22. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How is Kevin going to acquire the remaining $8? Option A.
Uh-huh.
You can ask Sean.
Ask me. Yep.
For $8 more, mm-hmm. even though he already asked you for the first 14, which we know.
Yep.
Second option, he can steal from his parents.
Steal from his parents. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Third
but we
option.
No, that's not.
Third option, he says, I don't need headphones. He listens to his phone outside without headphones for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Just the speaker playing. And then when somebody jogs by you on Runyon or whatever with just their phone speaker playing, and you go, what the fuck with that person?
Like,
but then
serious?
It's like, but maybe their backstory is as complicated as Kevin's.
As Kevin's, where they just, maybe if you stopped them and said, hey, can I lend you $8, you would be changing their fucking life.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have to do that.
They wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have to listen to... I just learned who Gary Clark Jr. was again last week.
Mm-hmm,
you wouldn't have to listen to their Gary Clark Jr. as they
wouldn't
jog by.
Playing, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin likes to say it's not worth his time to like bend over and pick up $8 off the ground with what he makes here. It's generally not a good use of his time.
Wow.
To pick up that money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good for him.
It is good for him.
Fourth, you can go to the hospital. Fifth is the write-in option.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm going to go to the hospital.
Okay.
Can you write in, go to the hospital as well?
You can, if you write in an answer,
I mean, I
either,
have to get to the hospital.
That's an auto pass.
I mean, I'm unwell.
That's an auto pass because that's a little sneaky, it's a little funny, and you're going to fit right in
I've
here,
got to
my
get
friend.
To the hospital. Yes. Pronto.
A big part of this is sneakiness and being a little
it's
funny.
Tricking
it's
them
sneakiness.
And having a sense of humor.
It's if you have a little bit of randomness.
Yes.
Coursing through your veins.
Yes, Geico.
You're in. If you're violent and random, you're in.
Yes.
Would you do you have what it takes? Are you first of all soy random? Are you second of all so mad?
Yeah.
You're in. You did it.
No, I'm furious and it's actually my profile picture on my Mensa card is going to be me karate kicking the Geico lizard.
Because that's
perfect. Random.
Mhm.
Mine's going to be a different lizard, but my lizard is going to be Rango, but it's going to be changed to random.
Oh. Guys, you're gonna finish. So I just washed my brain pool shirt this morning, and I was just, you know, reflecting on the good times.
Wash what happens.
You want to? Do you want to hear my celebrity impression?
Yeah.
This is Marlon Brando.
Okay, go.
I'm gonna make him a funny joke they can't refuse.
Yeah, that was real good.
I am.
That's real good.
And I'm back.
Okay, and you're back.
And Marlon Rando passed the Mensa test as well.
Ryan, what's up with you? You don't even react to, at least like be reacting to. Yes, thank you.
Good experiment, Ryan. Mm-hmm. That's a good experiment. That experiment passed.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. How do you know if experimental music is? How do you know how the experiment turned out?
That sounded a little like part of like Rock and Roll Part Two. It'd be funny if Ryan was like getting into just doing jock jams now.
It would be a cool evolution of his sound.
He just starts doing rock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I was working towards the whole time. I was not able to make these sounds, but now my ability have caught up with my aspirations. And I can play It Takes Two.
Okay, Jamie.
Yeah.
You have the, let me see the card. Do you have the card on you?
I got two cards on me.
Okay.
I'm strapped.
Let me look at it.
All right, let me see. I gotta find my cards. I got a lot of cards.
Cardi B over here.
Here's one of my cards. There's some old tape on the back. You gotta be careful.
Says Mensa. Oh, this tape is so old.
Oh yeah, hit me with that one.
There. Oh yeah, here's the second one.
Yep.
You can check my membership number.
The number. That's a lot of Mensers.
Yeah.
We're a community of like minds.
Yeah.
Well, what if it said this? Uh-huh. We're a community of like minds, and we also do like minds.
So you can offer them some punch up, but they will grab your arm. They will grab your arm.
What sigs? They'll grab your arm.
They'll grab your arm.
Squeeze your arm.
What part?
The front?
The front.
You're gonna get a forearm grab. There, you can offer feedback, but it's with the understanding that whoever you're talking to is gonna grab your arm.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And then you gotta go. You gotta get out of there because you're becoming a fire.
What's a SIG?
As a special interest group.
Wow.
This symbol is wow.
There's so many.
Where intellectual and social opportunities abound, including the Mensa Bulletin, SIGs. And your local group, the Mensa Foundation, and our many events.
Mm-hmm.
What was the tape for?
The tape, I was taping it to sunglasses. So I could just, so that's where the tape comes
picture.
In. That's a little test that I did. was taping my Mensa cards to sunglasses.
This one's better.
That's the new one.
Let me see this one's nice.
Okay, this is the old one.
This one's got taped.
Is there anything better on a podcast than listening to two people look at a card?
Read membership cards. No, there's all sort. The SIGs are like groups within groups that are more specifically frustrating. Mm-hmm. So there's like you got your WeeWee group.
Yeah,
they have a whole floor of a hotel.
Wow,
it's a big old group. You've got your Donald Trump cardboard cutouts.
Okay,
you've got some strong opinions. You got facts in there. You got logic in there. You got a lot of people wanting to grab your forearm in there.
Yes, okay,
right. It's very dark.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of home
dark
brewers
hotel.
In there.
Yes,
a lot of people coming in saying
dark
like,
hotel,
"Hey, I made
stinky
this
beer.
Mead.
Mm-hmm.
I made this mead," mm-hmm. and then you're like, "I don't want this mead." And then they're like, "Take the mead," and I'm like, "Okay." And so you take a cup of mead, mm-hmm. and then once you take the cup, the guy says, "You have to sign the mead tag." And I'm like, I don't want to sign. And then he hands you a permanent marker. He hands you the mead tag, which is huge. It's a huge wooden tag that he's brought to make everyone who tries his mead. And then he stands there and waits for you to sip it. Mm. And then you go, And then he says, awesome. And he's also wearing a pirate costume.
Mead the parents.
Mead.
yes.
Sounds great.
It's a good group.
That actually
it's a good
sounds
group.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got your Gen X group. You got your Gen Y group.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of your Gen
Y not group.
Yeah.
And that. And I'm going to make him a funny joke he can't refuse.
A lot of things were better in like times when like knights, like guys got to be a knight.
I totally agree.
You know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And that's
we've gotten so far away from our roots of being actually a knight, a mighty and noble knight.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating.
It sucks. Right?
And
shit.
Some, like, you know, some guys who are in these groups maybe feel like that's what they would have been able to, allowed to do.
And they're,
go around sorting everyone.
And yeah, they're going to dress like it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're going to throw open the door for you. They're going to throw open the door so hard it hits the wall and then slams
back and yeah, maybe hits them. Yeah.
And then you hit the floor and they say, "You're welcome." And then they walk away. Mm. And that's what they miss those days. Mm-hmm. But in their defense, in those days, the doors were much heavier.
Violently polite. No, the doors were so much wood.
Yeah,
yes.
they were.
Well, the wood was thicker. The wood was thicker. It wasn't all this soy boy wood.
Soy boy Sheraton Vistana villages doors.
It's mostly boys.
But there's more girls around than you'd think.
Okay.
Why
wouldn't I think there'd be girls in the group?
Okay, first of all, I'm so sorry for assuming Excuse that you me. Would think, even though Hayes did just say it.
I think
Hayes.
I was referencing what you were saying. I think it's all girls in there.
Only girls.
Yes.
I'd like to go backpedal a little bit and say this is all my fault and I'm so sorry.
I like this part of the show.
And I just want to let you know that.
I wish this was happening when I listen to your podcast rather than what it just being about how smart you are.
It would be great if you said that the whole podcast that we have ever done is your fault.
Uh-huh.
And that you're sorry. Like, and apologize to the listeners, please, because a lot of people have spent a lot of time listening to this.
I'd like to backpedal, a little bit more from where I just was, and I'd like to apologize. Going back to what year should I start apologizing it?
Boy.
Ooh.
What year was the...
Do we want to apologize for reality show as well?
There must be some stuff.
Yeah.
Before that.
Okay.
Even earlier?
Yeah.
From us? I guess we could apologize for Alan Gregory. I mean, that...
Yeah.
It's okay. That's fair. I'll take account. That was on me.
There were some groups, some parent groups that were upset.
That's on me. I'm sorry about that. I mean, it's harder for me to apologize for the premium catalog.
Oh,
okay.
It's hard, you know, because I don't have access to it.
Kevin, can we get her a code?
Yes.
Kevin, can I get a code? Because I would like to take accountability for the premium catalog, but I just need to know the full scope of what
Colin,
I'm taking.
Can we get Jamie a host code, please? I see you in there. Uncle Pennybags.
Thumbs up.
He does a thumbs up.
Hit the thumbs up. Let's get Jamie a host coach so she can apologize for the entire catalog.
In the Roman Emperor way, that means kill them.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was something that you would see in the mead room. You would see, so people, they got their mead, they got their little cups with their mead, and they would cross their arms with each other, like it was like a Roman senator thing.
And then you take a Commodus. Sip.
Yes, I give you my mead, you give me your mead. It's symbolic.
Ha! They're talking about this. Ha ha!
Mm-hmm. And did they explain to you why the tradition of cheers in glasses existed?
Oh, what wouldn't they explain to me? They explained cup to me. They're like, now, before you take a sip.
So, this is cup.
Before you take a sip, I want you to understand exactly the ingenuity of what you're taking a sip from.
The concave, and tell me when you need me to back up.
Uh-huh.
Structure. Allow juice to hold still.
I'm like, wait. I just want to stop you and say, thank you so much for telling me this. Because I was just going to go into this feeling completely ignorant to the history of cup.
Before you touch cup, okay, must be not upside down or juice will fall.
If I reach for the cup, I want someone to go, no. And then explain to me cup before I pick it up so I know.
Stop. Freeze.
That's what made me a good fit for Mensa, because I'll go to the Mensa boys and I'll say, you know, now guys, I'm not like other girls you've met. I want you to tell me what everything is.
How the cup.
I want to know. You know,
what is cup?
I want you to explain cup to me. I don't know what cup is. I'm not afraid to say so.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, they start rubbing their hands together. Yes. They start rubbing their hands because everyone wants to tell you what cup is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you let them do it in groups over the course of a couple of days. Mm-hmm. There's women in Mensa.
Yeah.
But most of them are pro-life.
Ah.
So, you know, it's a give and a take.
They listen to the show?
Some of them did. Yeah. But I left.
They're loving it.
I left. First of all, they think it's absolutely epic and incredible.
Wow.
Win
sauce.
Win sauce.
Oh, epic win.
And someone who
go off, I guess.
A little arm grabber followed up with me to let me know that he hadn't grabbed my arm. And I was like,
oh.
So then I got to send him a message that was like,
wait, did you name his name or did he just okay, so he was just like assumed it was him and he's like, actually, I didn't do that.
I remember that night. Yeah, it wasn't, that wasn't me. Actually, I was reaching for cup and your arm was in the way. You would know that if you understood what cup is, but you did not let me explain.
If you understood cup grip, you would know that I grabbed your arm with a cup grip because I mistook your arm for cup. So, but I got some friendly messages, some messages saying, hey, you misunderstood when
which is likely, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, which I understand. And then I get the opportunity to take a step back and backpedal a little bit and say, I'm so sorry. And then I'm working right now on the follow-up, which is I take it all back.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Yes, and I'm sorry, and please take back our entire catalog, including the premium.
Once Colin gets me that code, I can't wait to take account of it. Mm-hmm. Years and years and years and years.
And Kevin, do you just want to, like, as people are listening to this, explain what technical troubleshooting you'll be doing this week?
Yeah, what's going on?
So they don't have to
this
post
week,
about it.
You'll want to log out of Stitcher and log back in.
Oh.
And if you have an issue with it, DM me on Reddit. Do not post about it on the episode.
Does that make you mad?
I actually love it.
Oh.
Kevin doesn't use email anymore. He just operates. He does all his business in Reddit DMs.
There used to sometimes be conversation around our episode that would be like, I liked this joke, or like, Jamie was a good guest. But now the conversation is mostly like, I can't hear the ads and the episode won't play.
And I can't hear anything.
They either can't hear anything or too much. We get a lot that there's four streams playing at the same time. It's like the friggin' end of Ghostbusters.
But this is obviously Look, this is a mom-pa operation here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice.
A little rinky-dink shop.
We're in a closet.
Conan hammered up a shingle over the door. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I like the kind of podcast. I like the kind of podcast where you go to someone's house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Preferably at 1 p.m. on a weekday. And they live, and it's going to, so that's your whole day. It's gone.
They live. You can see Mount Washington from where.
For sure. They open the door and they're kind of like blinking sleep out of their eyes.
It's 1 p.m. They're waking up. They're so far away.
They're surprised they have a show.
Right. And I say, hey, I don't drive, so I'm going to have to take 3 buses to get there. And they say, oh, that's fine. Like I was checking with them.
No, that's okay.
Oh, that's no worries. If you're a little late, that's fine. I'm like, okay. And then you show up. And then they're like, all right, let me tell you what the show is about. You're also sitting on their bed. That's still warm from their sleeping. And then they say, all right, so here's what. And then they put their phone out. And they're like, oh, that's the recorder. Okay. It's mm-hmm. their phone. They got notes open. They press record because they start recording without telling you. Mm-hmm. And that's
when you get some of the funniest shit. Well,
that's some of the format, oh, yeah. Right? That's, and they're like, okay,
no,
so I'm
going. No, it's so raw. People love getting inside there and hearing like how the bus ride was or whatever before you start to talk.
Oh, I like a slow fade. And I like a slow fade. It's like, oh, so you took the bus here. I like the slow increase. I was like, oh, that was a choice.
Cool. Hey, don't sit on my girlfriend.
Like, oh,
she works nights.
So she's sleeping in the other room. There's also a hungry animal in the room. They're nudging
hey.
You. They're, no, we gave Bosch the snack. Bosch has had the snack at the beginning. This one, we don't think to give a snack until the middle, but it's 1 p.m. and the animal's so hungry because their owner has been sleeping so much. Mm. And they're like, okay, so.
Do you just want to say Gabrus's name?
Seems unfair.
So you sit on the bed. But then the podcast, you said yes because you're like, I'm going to say yes. I don't like saying no. I'm going to say mm-hmm. yes. And
say that's the secret of the business. Mm-hmm. Say yes,
say
until
yes
you
to
can.
Everything.
Yep. Say yes to everything, especially shit that sucks.
Middle of the day, Simi Valley opportunity. Mm-hmm. This is where I go. Mm-hmm. And so then the name of the podcast, maybe it doesn't really tell you what it's about. And you're the second episode they're recording. So there's nothing to compare it to. And he's like, okay, so here's what we're going to do. And the premise is you have to tell them the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
But don't make it like fucked up, like sad.
Yeah. No. Oh, and then the second you say the worst thing that's ever happened to you because you're game and you want to participate, they go, oh.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And it's a 2-hour record. Uh-huh. So you're there till 3
p.m. And you're the second episode they're recording that day, but you're being released tomorrow.
The hosts are.
So they're not going to edit it.
There's someone who.
They don't like what you're doing.
No. They're like, why would you say that? You know, like, oh. And then they're like, oh, well, I thought, you know, I thought this would be a funny. And I was like, oh, but you asked me about the worst thing that ever happened to me. And they're like, well, I'm not really equipped to discuss that with you. And then you say the problem. And then they're like, well, that's a little problematic, don't you think? And they kind of push back.
Yeah. And then you're making them deal with it, which is rude.
Yeah. And then it's 2 hours later and you're like, could I have a glass of water? And they're like, oh, and they don't have water. They don't have water because there's something's wrong.
The water
with
the water.
They go like
weird.
They go so regular
being
water.
Weird right now.
Something's wrong with the pipes. There's little bubbles in the water that don't belong there, and it's out of an old cup.
Yeah, the cup is dirty, water is very hot.
Something's floating in the cup. Like they're like, this is as cold as we can get it. It's boiling hot.
But here's what I don't want. I don't want to get to the pearly gates, and I go, mm-hmm. God, why didn't you make me famous? And he goes, What are you talking about? I sent you a Simi Valley podcast episode. I sent you three bus rides to get to somebody's apartment where they were still asleep. Mm-hmm. I sent you a phone recording you without your knowledge for a half an hour before you started the show.
I sent you a girlfriend. And he says,
I sent you these things. Yeah. And then, so it's like, oh, right. You weren't going to do the work for me. Like all these people were your messengers.
Yes. Yes.
Saying yes to everything has improved my life so much. I've made friends this way. You have, because sometimes where I don't usually make friends with the host doing this, mm-hmm. but I do make friends with his girlfriend who walks into the middle of the record where you're like, I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm talking about the worst thing that has ever happened to me. She walks in, she says, excuse me, I'm sorry, could you move your car, honey?
And, yes.
And then I have to sit there for 15 minutes because they only have one spot. And so he has to find street parking. And I'm just sitting there thinking about the worst thing that's ever happened. And then he comes back and he says, where were we?
And I think that the important thing to mention as well is that you do talk about the worst thing that's ever happened to you. And then you watch the entirety of Encino Man with the sound off. It's like also the premise of the show. That happens every episode.
Yeah.
So it's nice because it's only a 4 or 5 hour commitment.
Yeah, it's not. You get out at 6 p.m. You're like, oh, it's dark
peak
now.
Peak bus time.
It's dark now, and I have to take three buses back to my house thinking about the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And then the podcast never comes out.
That doesn't come out. No, it can't.
It never comes out. They contact you a month later, and they're like, I realized that the concept of the podcast was maybe a little flawed. After the 10th guest, I realized that it was starting to really... people weren't happy with it, and I don't think that it has any cultural value.
So, massive, but they figured it out. So, they have a new one that now you could.
Can you come back?
You can come on.
Do.
Yeah,
we're gonna
talk to somebody you used to be friends with about why your friendship fell apart. And then we'll watch Encino Man, just the sound.
And we're gonna live stream it. And you tell me what you missed the first time.
That's very nice. Yeah, there is sort of possibly a large community of people with like a variation on the sex, lies, and videotape fetish. They're just collecting sound of podcasters telling uncomfortable stories, and it's only for their personal collection.
Home podcasters are God's army. They are
warm.
They are heroes.
Warm places. I want to go to as many warm, tiny houses as possible.
They're so warm.
They're so warm.
The nice sun is coming through the window so hard.
The houses keep getting... And as time
oh, shit.
On,
did you want half a rice cake?
I'm so sorry. Or, yeah, you can... They're like, I just finished lunch. And you're like, I can smell it. Like, they're... I know.
You want a coffee cake with tuna fish on it? Sweet and salty. I don't think that is.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.